Good morning. This is Bob Harmon with Washoe County Community Relations, and I'm talking to Barry Brode, Director of Washoe County Regional Animal Services, about the latest weekend microchipping clinic that will be coming up on Saturday, April 13th. And Barry, it's kind of an important part of your free microchipping campaign to be able to offer a clinic on the weekends.
Yes, it is, Bob. Our goal is to microchip 5,000 animals in the next year. We've already reached that goal halfway. We want to continue doing our focus on microchipping dogs and cats every chance opportunity we have.
All right, and this is a pretty ambitious campaign that you've got going, not only offering free microchips, but in the thousands. What was the catalyst behind the campaign in the first place?
When the Sheriff's Office assumed management back in January of 2012, for that calendar year, my tenure there for that 1 year, Animal Services received just under 14,000 animals into our shelter. In reviewing these statistics for the last 3 years, the thought was, in talking with staff, what can we do as an entity to decrease the animals coming into Animal Services? And one plan was microchip the animals. Let's offer a microchip campaign to help increase our level of service, animal welfare, animal safety.
And you've seen story after story just in the short time that you've been with Animal Services of many happily tearful reunions because of microchips.
Absolutely, from dogs to cats. Cats coming from California to Nevada, and cats being in a moving situation with their family from Reno to Sparks. And most recently, a dog that was in Reno was in Sun Valley for 2 years.
And I'm glad you mentioned cats because I know that it's kind of assumed dog owners will have their pets microchip. Cat owners don't always think that a microchip is important, but really all pet owners, no matter what kind of pet they have, should consider a microchip.
Absolutely. I think the next focus of this, of our program, is bring your cats down to have a microchip. And whether it's at a weekend clinic, a Tuesday clinic, or Monday through Friday at Animal Services from 10 to 3. Bring your cats down, get them chipped. Bring your rabbits down, get them chipped. Bring your ferret down and get them chipped.
And what else do people need to know? Let's say they want to come down to the Petco on Saturday. Other than bringing their pet, what else do they need to know?
If they bring their pet down there, have your dogs on a leash and collar. Have your cats in a cat carrier. Have your some identification so we can verify our database with the information that you're providing. That's all we want to do. Make sure the chip is only as good as the information we have.
So they should have all the information. And I noticed even in one of the latest dogs that was returned thanks to a microchip, the woman had changed her cell phone number, but her email was still good. So we were still able to track her down. So all that information is important in the long run.
Absolutely. A cell phone number, an alternative number, a neighbor's phone number, an email address, a work address, that is important. Again, the information that you provide us will get your animal returned to you much quicker.
Well, you mentioned earlier 2,500 dogs and cats and other pets so far as part of this campaign. We're really only into the first couple of months of a 12-month campaign.
Correct.
What does that tell you about our pet owners in this region?
It tells me that the pet owners are aware of the microchip and that it does have a good return rate. And they want to have their animals come home.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.